'Twas the gray of early morning when a dreadful cry of fire rang out upon the cold and frosty air. That little word alone was all it would require to spread dismay and panic everywhere. Milwaukee was excited as she never was before on learning that the fire bells all around were ringing to eternity, 300 souls or more, and the new Hall House was burning to the ground. The firemen worked like demons. They did everything in their power to save a life or try to soothe the pain. But it made the strongest heart sick for in less than half an hour. All was hushed and further efforts were in vain. When that dreadful alarm sounded through that oft-condemned hotel, they rushed in mad confusion every way. The smoke was suffocating them and blinding them as well. But the Fire King could not be held at bay. From every window, men and women wildly would beseech for help in tones of anguish and despair. What must have been their feelings when the ladder didn't reach, and they felt that grasp around them everywhere? Up in the highest window stood a servant girl alone. The crowd beneath all gazed with bated breath. They turned away their faces. There was many a stifled groan when she jumped to me, perhaps as hard a death. A man stood in a window and his wife stood by his side. They said this man, he was a millionaire. To save him from that dreadful fate, they left no means untried. But his gold and silver had no value there. A boy stood in a window and his mother was down below. She saw him and the danger drawing near. With hands upraised to pray for him, she knelt down in the snow, and the strongest heart could not retain a tear. Then madly she rushed toward the fire and madly tore her hair. Take me, O God, but spare my pride and joy. She saw the flames surrounding him and then in deep despair cried, God have mercy on my only boy. Now they tell us that this hotel has been on fire before and not considered safe for many's a year. But still the men that owned it let it run on as before, and they're not to blame, it now appears. Incinerism this time has been the cause, they say, and who the fiend is there is none can tell. But the people of Milwaukee will not rest by night or day till the matter's been investigated well. But this will be no benefit to those who passed away in this Milwaukee's greatest funeral pyre. Peace be to their ashes is all that we can say to the victims of this great Milwaukee fire.